This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Earlier today, the family of Massachusetts native Keith Broomfield laid him to rest in Hudson. Broomfield became the first known American to be killed fighting the self-described Islamic State in Syria earlier this month.
The 36-year-old Broomfield joined up with Kurdish fighters back in February. He had no military training, but his family says he did it because he felt it was God's will that he join the fight.
At the funeral today, his sister, Corinne Molesky, described her reaction to seeing pictures of her brother while fighting in Syria, dressed in camouflage and holding a gun.
It dawned on me how many people in the world would be shocked to see a sibling carrying a gun like that, but not me. There was just something in his nature that God instilled at a very early age. He was a fighter. He was brave.
Joining us now is WBUR reporter Jack Lepiarz, who was at Broomfield's funeral today. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Anthony.
So we've heard very little about Keith Broomfield, so let's start with who he was. What did you learn?
Well, Keith Broomfield, from what we've heard from friends and family, is someone who was, he loved adventure, and he always had a good heart, even when he was getting into trouble when he was younger. Friends, one of his friends, Ed Roberts, who spoke at the funeral, said Broomfield was the kind of guy who could play in a nursery full of children and then immediately hop on his motorcycle, go cross-country to California. But Broomfield had had issues in the past. He'd been arrested and sentenced to 2.5 years in prison back in 2005 for drugs and gun charges. But once he got out, his family said he really turned things around. He became very religious. He became a manager at their manufacturing shop in Bolton.
So what drove Keith Broomfield, who had no military training, to join the Kurds and their fight against the Islamic State in Syria?
Well, we heard from his sister, Corinne, and she told stories about how he and his older brother, Andy, used to play soldier as kids. They'd dress up in camouflage, go out into the woods behind his house. They'd take BB guns. They'd take even 22 rifles, and they'd build tree forts. They'd shoot the rifles across sand pits to see how far they could go. But on top of that, it appears to be this overwhelming sense of justice that a lot of his friends talked about. They said that no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situation, he always wanted to stand up for the underdog, even if it meant he was going to take a whooping in the process.
Hmm. And Jack, I gather that his mother spoke at the funeral today.
She did. Donna Broomfield didn't offer much of her own words, but she read a letter that was written by a man who met Broomfield while he was in Turkey trying to join Kurdish forces in Syria. And this man recounted a story of meeting Keith Broomfield, sharing a simple meal with him in this small border town, sharing turns on the guitar, playing folk songs. And she read this line from that letter.
They were trying to make music together. I was wondering, how will he be able to kill anyone if he's got such a gentle heart?
And the man says that Keith eventually said he would be able to kill in order to protect innocent people and to protect children.
So, Jack, how else was Keith Broomfield remembered today in Hudson?
Well, we heard from his other friend, Ben Roberts, who talked about their time together in the Christian Service Brigade. And he said, which is sort of like the Boy Scouts for reference, but they spent a weekend at this competition doing things like building fires, archery, shooting, even reciting Bible verses. And this team of the Broomfields and the Robertses lost 14 out of those 15 competitions. But he says even through all that, Keith Broomfield still had his demeanor upbeat, and he was still willing to teach them, to help them get better.
I think that typifies what I love about Keith. He too didn't have it all together, but he gave it his all. If he saw an argument or a fight, he'd always step in for the underdog. He never wanted to see injustice. And in my experience, he would always find his way out of a fight. He was tenacious.
So, Jack, Keith Broomfield was remembered today in Hudson. It's worth noting that before his body was flown home, he was also honored by the Kurds with whom he fought in northern Syria.
That's right. That's right. Just before his body was flown back to the United States, hundreds of Kurds lined the streets for a funeral procession in his honor. Many of them holding up the V for Victory sign, and the militia that he fought for, the YPJ, YPG rather, as it's called, vowing to avenge his death and drive ISIS out of Syria.
Okay, that's WBUR reporter Jack Lepiarz reporting on the funeral of Keith Broomfield, who died fighting the self-described Islamic State in Syria earlier this month. The funeral was in Hudson today. Jack, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
When we come back, we'll talk with an obstetrician who wonders, is the hospital the best and safest place to give birth? I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.